I know that we are diplomats, we are civil society, but I'm just speaking to us as human beings, because when we go home at the end of the day and take off our suit or our jeans or my cowboy boots, we're human beings. And that's who I care to address at the moment. Human beings who all happen to be here out of some concern, in varying degrees, about nuclear weapons. My first trip to Hiroshima was only a couple of years ago. And I swear that when I went there, you could feel the spirit of the tens of thousands of people that were vaporized in an instant by the use of that indiscriminate weapon that had no business being dropped, in my view, as a U.S. citizen. It was palpable. It was unbelievable to feel that space at the center, the epicenter where that bomb had dropped. And it was so overwhelming that I walked away for a bit. I walked downtown, and I was walking looking at the fabric in the windows. And I saw this phenomenal silk, this gorgeous blue silk with chrysanthemums that were cascading to the bottom. And I looked and thought, what marvel human beings are that they can make such beauty with their hands. And the woman in the shop, an old woman who might even remember the bomb of Hiroshima, invited me in. She could not speak English. I am not capable of Japanese. But by hand signal, she asked me to step up on the little platform, and she enveloped me in that gorgeous blue silk. And I held out my arms, and the silk went all the way to the floor. And it was beautiful, and we laughed. All we did is stand there and laugh at the silk, at the beauty, at the wonder of what could be created. It was beyond my budget. I couldn't buy it. So I went home without that magnificent piece of silk. I went back to the epicenter. I went to the museum of that bombing. And there happened to be an exhibit. And it was an exhibit of drawings by survivors of the bomb and perhaps their children. And there was one that stuck in my mind. And it was a woman with her arms outstretched running away from the flames of the nuclear bomb. And her skin fell like great loops that I had seen in wearing the kimono. It was human skin, like a human kimono running away from the epicenter where that bomb was dropped. And then I think about human beings here debating whether it is premature to negotiate a nuclear weapons convention. And I wonder at how any person with any modicum of humanity, morality, or ethics can think for a nanosecond, the same nanosecond it took to vaporize those people, that it is okay to keep those weapons of mass destruction. That it is okay to somehow justify retaining nuclear weapons as a deterrent. I think that what most spurred people today to be worried about nuclear weapons was that some terrorist, some armed non-state actor may get his or her hands on it and use it. They will not be deterred. Who are we deterring? When we set out to ban anti-personnel landmines, when my colleagues set out to ban cluster munitions, we recognized that the only way that there would not be proliferation was to get rid of them. Government said at that time, go home, little girl, it ain't gonna happen. And they were telling me to go home, little girl, from here, because this is not this building. But the UN was the first place I came because we had no money. My first grant was from Cora Weiss and the Rubin Foundation of $2,500, which got me a bus ticket here to meet with the third secretary twice removed in the various embassies, who told me it was not to be done. That is bunk. We did it. The point being that anything can be done when people want to do it. Nuclear weapons could be banned tomorrow if people wanted to do it. It is not premature. It has been discussed for decades. Some of the foundations of the possibility of a nuclear convention have been laid with the START, with the NPT, the CTBT. Why are we pretending that it's premature? It's not premature. The issue is that the countries that have them don't want to get rid of them. That's the problem. It's not that it can't be done. It's that those who feel so powerful and want to maintain their power believe that they cannot do so without retaining their nuclear weapons. It is immoral. It is unethical. It is inconscionable to me as a U.S. citizen that my country contemplates the possibility of use. That in the nuclear posture review, they could not forswear use, as China has. Is that because we've used them not once, but twice? If we really want to seize this moment of possibility and get rid of nuclear weapons, it means starting the framework of negotiating a convention now, not in 40 years when my president is dead. It is now. If we do not seize this moment of possibility, it will evaporate forever. Unlike the Reykjavik moment, when Gorbachev and Reagan sat face to face and shared the possibility of true leadership, which meant taking a risk. They didn't have that leadership. They stepped back. If they had done it then, we would not even need to be here today. We are now at a point in the world where there is again a possibility to do it. I believe with my whole heart and soul that if we do not seize that moment now, it will be lost, and there probably will not be another possibility because there will be proliferation. And as more and more countries get that weapon, as more and more countries peacefully pursue nuclear energy, there will be more bombs. After all, we're all agitated about Iran because it's got energy, nuclear energy, and yet we say it's okay to have nuclear energy. The contradictions have to be dealt with, or there will be proliferation. And I call upon governments who really believe that, who have a bit of humanity, who wouldn't want to be sitting under a nuclear threat themselves, to get real and give them up. I'll end with the notion that when we were trying to get rid of landmines in the CCW, the Convention on Conventional Weapons, which was an exercise in frustration and futility, 2.5 years, we pressed governments to amend that treaty, to ban them. They didn't. I used to want to pick up the UN in Geneva, the conference room of delegates. I wanted to take them to Cambodia and plop them down in the middle of a minefield with no map for the exit, in the full belief that it would focus their mind and they would have negotiated a ban. It didn't happen. There were countries of courage and leadership like Norway, Canada, Austria, South Africa, who showed leadership without knowing the possibilities and led the world to negotiating a weapon banning anti-personnel landmines. The first time in history that a weapon used widely for almost 100 years was banned. It can be done. It can be done. Nuclear weapons can be banned. It is obscene that a handful of people in a handful of nations hold billions of lives in their hands. Where do they get that right? I don't want to be defended by nuclear weapons. I don't want a handful of men in my country telling me They are defending me with a weapon I do not want. The majority of the people on this planet do not want them. You have a mandate. Get rid of them now, not when Mr. Obama is dead.